when this is done for water, you get these three eigenmodes for vibrations. And an eigenmode is when all of the atoms are moving at the same frequency. And any vibrational motion of water can be written, any arbitrary motion of a water molecule, any arbitrary vibration, can be written as the superposition of these three eigenmodes. But these are the only three where the atoms are all the atoms are moving at one frequency. So this is the definition of an eigenmode. And water, when you think about it, there are three atoms. So in total, there are 9 degrees of freedom. You have to know the x position, the y position, and the z position of all three atoms. So you need to somehow describe those 9 variables. And 3 of the degrees of freedom are the translation of the whole molecule. And then 3 of them are rotations. And the last 3 are these 3 vibrations. So if you can combine any kind of motion of a water molecule by saying what its translation, how it's translating in space as a unit, how it's rotating around 3 axes, and then with these 3 vibrations, and with that you can describe any complicated motion of a water molecule that's moving and tumbling and vibrating. And the frequencies are given here. Often spectroscopists like to use these units of inverse centimeters. If you want energy out of that, energy is hc over wavelength, and inverse centimeters would be, you take this number and multiply it by hc, and that will give you the energy. But that you can convert it to wavelength, and it turns out to be 2.7 microns. This one is 6.2 microns, this is 2.6 microns, and a few microns is in the infrared. We can see until about 750 nanometers, so 0.75 microns is the farthest we can see in the red. And then it goes into the infrared, and that light is invisible to our eyes. But this is where these vibrations are.